Hey, 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 what's up, you guys? I am too excited to be digging into today's topic as we delve into the most effective way to partner with God to build your thought leadership. What is thought leadership anyway? And why does it matter if you partner with God or not? Listen, these are great questions that we are going to be answering on today's episode. So get ready to take great notes as we dig in. What's up, leader? Welcome to the Gifted Entrepreneur Show, the dopest podcast on the planet that explores the world of Christian entrepreneurship and reveals secrets to unlocking your unique codes to create generational wealth. I'm your host, LaDondra Hervey, wife, mom, award-winning author, and Christian business coach who's excited to take you on a transformational journey of taking bold steps to unlock your unique gifts and pursue your entrepreneurial dreams with unwavering faith. Buckle up. It's time to make your dreams of creating generational wealth a reality. Hey, 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 what's up? Welcome to the Gifted Entrepreneur Show, where we are unlocking those codes to create generational wealth using your God-given gifts. Listen, today's topic is going to be an incredible topic as we are digging into the most effective way to partner with God to build your thought leadership. And as mentioned before in the introduction, we're going to dig into what is thought leadership and why does it matter to partner with God. And we're really going to dig into a framework that was Holy Spirit led as I was planning this content. It really came from some things that I've been doing unconsciously. It's that unconscious competence, that where you are flowing into that next level of just your expertise and genius. And so you're just kind of in it and you really don't even know that you're operating from this. And so as I was preparing the content, that really came forward for me and I was really excited about it because it gave me an opportunity to really bring this message down and to some practical things that you can do so that you can be really effective in partnering with God to build your thought leadership. We can talk about codes all day and the C and tapping into your creativity and understanding how to monetize it. The O, digging into those operation. D, cultivating that dominion mindset. E, about expansion. And then S is scaling. But one of the ways that really helps us to tap in is first and foremost into those codes is partnering with God. But then when we're really wanting to be effective and building out our brand, we want to tap into the D of the codes and really cultivate that dominion mindset and create that next level of expansion in our brand identity. And tapping into that next level of thought leadership and authority. And so what is thought leadership? So thought leadership in a nutshell is when you are an expert at a body of work. It can be that you are an expert on a specific topic, an expert on a subject matter. And this expertise, it can come from your life experience. It can come from your research. It can come from your client work that you've done, and you've cultivated a body of work that you have tested over time. And now you have produced results, consistent results. And now you're sharing your thought leadership, or you're sharing your subject matter expertise in the marketplace. And so a lot of times we count ourselves out and thinking, oh, I'm not a thought leader, because to be a thought leader, you have to have a Harvard degree from Harvard, and you have to been in business for 80 years and all of this stuff. And that's not necessarily true. And so when we really walk through this method of how to be the most effective, and MOST is an acronym that we're going to break down. That's the method. in a cohesive way that you can really grab hold of the tangible steps and apply it to your business right now. So why does partnering with God matter in this? Well, let's talk about that first. Well, partnering with God, it's going to be a topic that we're going to be on and for a moment. It's partnership and partnering with God and all of that, because when we partner with God, that's when we are elevating from in our natural to elevating into the supernatural. It says, the Bible says, who has known the mind of Christ? But we do. And so we know the mind of Christ by partnering with Him and allowing His Holy Spirit to guide our thoughts, to elevate our thoughts, to influence our thoughts, and to give us the wisdom that we need to be the most effective in serving our clients and serving our community and those that we have been assigned to. And so when we're doing it out of our own strength, there's a limitation. But when we're doing it in partnership with God, then we're only limited to the borders of where we've been assigned. And those limits are great limits, because those are the things that keeps us in our sweet spot. And our sweet spot is where our gifts align with opportunity and to really serve those in the marketplace. Our gifts are the things that make us stand out in the market in service. And it's those things that really position us above the noise to be that thought leader who is able to bring salt to a bland subject and really bring another. That salt is like that clarity that comes through us as we are fulfilling the assignment and the mandate that God has put on our life. And so when we are partnering with Him, we are partnering with wisdom. We are partnering with divine intel that helps us to bring forward the message that He has called us to. And so I want to go ahead and tap in. So that first part of that acronym is M, and the M stands for your message or mission. And so the very first way to be effective to partner with God and build that thought leadership is really identifying what is your message and your mission and being very clear on that. You should be so clear on that that you can narrow that down into about one or two sentences, preferably one sentence. And it should be something that represents the mission, then the design, the purpose for which God has created you to be here. It is the thing that you are to be the spokesperson for and to bring about the fulfillment of his words, his message, his mission for which He has sent you. And I know that sounds so big. It's like, oh my gosh, I don't know what that is. That sounds like too incredibly big for me. Where do I even start? Well, you know what? It doesn't have to be hard, and it doesn't have to feel so big that you want to shy away from it, or you feel like it's impossible. Because what we know is that for with Christ, nothing is impossible, Luke 1:37. And so that's say for when we partner with Christ, nothing is impossible. So when we partner with Christ, the mission and the message that He has sent us here to bring forward to the earth, it is possible. It is possible. And so first and foremost, I want you to shift your perspective to really believe that there is a mission that God has for you. And whatever comes forward to you as we do this work, I want you to receive it and say, I thank you, God, that this message is possible. I thank you, God, that I am chosen for it. You see, Moses, as I talk about this, and this wasn't even planned, I think about Moses. He was the sent one to fulfill the mission of setting the captives free from the bondage of the Egyptians and the Pharaoh and all of the bondage, like I said, that had held them captive for years and years and years. And he was sent, he was given a message, and the message was to let God's people go. And as simple as that message was, it was to Moses, it felt so complex. It felt so complex because it was, what came up for him is, who am I? And what, like, I stutter, and all his insecurities came up. And so it felt bigger than what he felt equipped to handle. And so when you're in this place and your God is giving you this message, or you already know what it is, don't allow fear to enter into your heart. Don't allow inadequacies to enter into your heart to the point to where you're talking yourself out of what God has already told you. So the other part to this is that we're thinking, okay, so, well, I don't, like I said, you may be thinking, well, I don't know what that is. I don't even know where to start. Well, the very first place to start is create space to hear God. So when Moses went on the mountaintop, it was just him. He was away from all the distractions of everybody else. He was away from all the regular noise of the environment. He was away from everything. And he ascended up to the mountaintop. And, you know, as I think about that, like, I think about that in the supernatural, when we create space, we are ascending up to the mountaintop to be with God, to be in God, to hear him, and to allow his Holy Spirit to speak to us, to say, God, what is the message that you have sent me here? What is that you have sent me with? And what is the mission that I am to create, or the mission that I am to fulfill? Not create, because he's already created it, but to fulfill based on the reason why you created me. And then once you receive that, then what I'd like you to do is to create a mission statement. And that mission statement, it does not have to look pretty. It does not have to look to be all these things. It's for you. I want you to think of this as it's internal assets that you need to anchor you down. And so this is between you and God right now. And when you're ready, when you've refined it and you're ready, then you can start to put it out more in public. And you can go as big as putting it out on your website, which I recommend, and in other places. But right now, the purpose is to get anchored down with what is that mission statement. And if you don't know like what it looks like from an overall standpoint, then it may be that you just may not know, like, what's my life mission? That's cool. You may figure out what is the mission based on a project that you're working on. And you can start by taking micro bites like that. So, for example, with this podcast, the mission of this podcast is literally to help those who listen to it to unlock the codes to create generational wealth using their God-given gifts. And so every episode that we create, it is anchored to that mission, and then we fulfill it by creating episodes that align with what we're trying, the message, the mission supports the message, or the message supports the mission. I'm sorry. So the message supports the mission. So we have the mission, and then the messages that we create in each episode that supports the overall mission that we're doing. And so we're very clear when I'm creating these episodes, and when I'm inviting guests on and different things like that. This may be that your course or program, or it may be the something that you're doing with your overall company, and you're trying to set the mission for your company. Be clear on what that looks like. And what you will find is it will evolve over time, and it'll be like a diamond. It's just continually being refined based on the seasons that you're in. And it may even be refined based on the pressure that you're going through, or maybe even the pressure that you've been through that you wasn't aware of when you initially wrote it. And then that's when you get to go back and refine it. So it's something that gets to grow with you. I hope that that's clear, because this is what's going to, as you get a lot more clear on what this mission is, And then the message that you're going to create in the marketplace that you stand on for your thought leadership, then that becomes a lot more clearer. And then it's like, this is the thing that I know I was sent to speak on. I was sent to create a body of work around. I was sent to help to elevate other people. And let's tap into the O of most. And the O is the opportunities. So what you get to think about is, so when we're thinking about the most effective way to partner with God to build your thought leadership, you get to think about what are the opportunities that exist in the marketplace that aligns with that mission that God has sent me for and to fulfill. And so you get to say, and you can press into this a lot more by asking questions like, what breaks your heart? I want you to think about what breaks your heart. Y'all, what really breaks my heart is not seeing people step into their God-given purpose and fulfill that and profit from not only from the impact, but then also profit financially. I hate seeing people broke and unfulfilled when He has given us everything that we need to be successful in this life. I mean, it absolutely breaks my heart to think about people going to the grave full of purpose and full of assignment. And I had the answer on the inside of me, and there was something that I could have done, but I did nothing about it. That breaks my heart. For everybody else, we're all different. It may break your heart that to see people floundering around in this organization. It may break your heart to see people not valuing their internal beauty, like my client Vendetta, who talks, y'all go check her out, who is all about the royal experience, creating the royal experience in the royal you, and she's V by Vendetta. Or like I say, my client Anne, who does work for us, is LJS Consulting. And she hates seeing, it breaks her heart, and she hates seeing people floundering around without a system in their business. Or it could be anything, you guys. I want you to press in to see what that looks like for you. Another thing, a question where you can think about where the opportunity lies for you to be a thought leader for a specific body of work is, where does your passion lie? Now, I know that most times we think that the passion is like, what is that thing that lights you up? Yes, that's one aspect. But another aspect, which is a biblical aspect, which is based from the passion of the Christ, is when we think about if a passion is, what are you willing to give up one's own life for? What is it that you are willing to give up one's own life for? What is it that it consumes your time, it consumes your attention, and you're willing to die to self and your perceived limitations to make this thing happen? I'll give you an example, and going back to mine is that passion for me, in where it literally breaks my heart to not see people fulfill their God-given purpose and walk fully in that and profit in it. It that breaks my heart. And not only does it break my heart, it is a passion. It is something that I have literally given up my life for. It consumes my time and attention. I have given up self, the things that I literally felt like I never wanted to do, never wanted to get out and be in front of big crowds of people. But I've died to self, and I continue to die to self, because me getting that message out into the world is more important than me submitting to my own fleshly desires and my own fleshly inadequacies and all that other stuff. So what is that for you? Another question you can ask yourself is, what brings you the greatest joy? When we're thinking about those opportunities and how you can bring for this message to the marketplace and really fulfill that Mission is what brings you the greatest joy. You get the greatest joy when you see someone light up because of what? Because they've experienced great financial, they peace now, and they have a plan. Does that give you finance? Does that give you great joy? What does that look like for you personally? And when we think about this, the last thing in this one, I want you to say, who asked the question as far as the opportunities, who is best served for this, mission, and how will they best receive this message? Okay. So who is best served for this mission, and how will they best, you can say either best respond to this message, or how will they best receive this message? Because now you're going down, bringing it down to them and their needs, okay? So let's move on to the S. When we're thinking about the most effective way to partner with God to build your thought leadership, y'all, this is work. And you got to do the soul work in order for you to go ahead and really build this out and own that thought leadership, to have dominion in the area of thought leadership. Because when we're having dominion in the area of thought leadership, I'm going on a tangent before I hit off into the S. It's us becoming into a cat. We're creating a category. We're becoming a category of one, or we even creating a category that has not yet existed. We're pioneering something new, or we're making it better, and we're bringing some innovation to something that has already existed, and with a different perspective, different strategies, different ways of thinking about it, different shifts, all of that. And so I don't want you to diminish things. And so when we think about our thought leadership, so let's tap into that S of most, and the most effective way to bring that thought leadership forward is to tap into your supernatural gifts. I want you to think about, what are those God-given gifts that you have received, you have been divinely enabled through the empowering of the Holy Spirit? This is where God has put his super on top of your natural. And this is the area where it just comes to you like breathing, like you operate from it, like just like you breathe, like you don't even think about it. Like I literally operate from just serving people in business and encouraging them. So one of those supernatural gifts that God has given me is exhortation. It's like breathing. I'm like, because not only is exhortation, and so those of you who have exhortation, which is encouragement, I just want to let you know that encouragement comes in different forms. And so it's not just about giving woo-ha, like making a person feel like you are their cheerleader, but it's also giving a person step-by-step framework or step-by-step advice that helps them to break through an obstacle. That that point, then you have exhorted your into their life. You have encouraged them past an obstacle. Those kind of things come to me like breathing, especially when it comes to a business owners, or it comes to from a person who's floundering in their purpose and really they're struggling to figure it out. Another is the prophetic, like walking, really just coming in a prophetic, not just random words. I'm not like, I don't really operate strong there, but I really, really operate really strong from a prophetic business strategy. God helps me to see deep into a person's situation and into their gifting in a prophetic way, where I can see areas where their gifts have lied dormant, and he gives me eyes to not only see, but strategy and wisdom to activate that into and position it into a plan, a step-by-step plan that's going to move them forward to create a multiplication effect. Y'all have not been taught that, but yet I'm operating in it just fully. And so the thing, I was just at an event, and a guy, he had asked, had I gone to business school for the things that I do? And I'm like, I did not go to business school. I have certifications. I have the experience, almost 9 years. However, what I did say is, I said, you know what? But what I found is the way that I operate in business through my God-given gifts, He has divinely enabled me and equipped me with wisdom past my years, to the point that people who have gone through business school and who have life experience, I know things that they know or don't, or and a lot of things that they don't even know, and I've never studied a lot of those things, but yet I've been equipped with the answer. Those are the things that God has put, He has breathed his life on, and He has divinely enabled you. And so you want to figure out, how are you uniquely wired to deploy those gifts into the marketplace? Because however that is, then that becomes the position that you operate from to really start to express and to share your thought leadership. One of my areas of thought leadership is not only from, it's in the statement, the mission statement, unlock the codes to create generational wealth using your God-given gifts. So one of those areas of thought leadership for me is anything dealing with those God-given gifts. I mean, I can go really deep in God-given gifts, specifically when it comes to activating those God-given gifts as a business owner. And so I share all of this with you because I want you to have a tangible example of what this looks like in your own life and business. And I want you to really think about it, because there is an area that you really have a sweet spot. And that sweet spot is, again, where the mission, it meets that the opportunity. And then let's not take that a little bit further, where mission meets opportunity and opportunity meets your supernatural gifts, right? And so look at that and then figure out what that looks like for you. And I guarantee you, you will be right in the area of where your sweet spot is for your thought leadership. And then the last thing on the last letter of most is the T. And I said on this one for a little bit, but the word testimonial kept coming up as the Lord was leading me through this framework. And the way to be the most effective way to partner with God to build your thought leadership is that last one is your testimonial. And listen, how God gave me testimonial is, this is you backing into, it's you thinking from the end, with the end in mind. And so this is where you get to ask the question. You sit with the Holy Spirit and ask the question, what life message do you want to be remembered for? What is the life message that you want to be remembered for? Just even saying that, it feels so good in my body. And I hope it feels the same way in yours, because when you can really get that clear, then it's like, this is what I want to be remembered for, the having equality, for fighting for justice and equality. Like, that is my life message that I want to be remembered for, where all nations can come together and they're not judged based on their skin or their color or their creed, but by the quality of their character and their nature. What does that sound from? That familiar from? And I'm not getting it exact. I'm just giving it to you in summary. That's Dr. Martin Luther King. His life message that he's remembered for is that. And so if you can back out and say, what is that? There's this professor that I just met, and the thing that really resonates for me. And I know that this is his life message that he wants people to remember him for, because it's everywhere. He said he's wanting to be a slave for Jesus. And he demonstrates that in his messages, in his books. He demonstrates that in his talks on stage. He demonstrates that in the way that he conducts his business and the way that he operates with his clients and the students that he serves in the business department at his college, all of that. And so what is that? And so he is consistent with that message, and it is positioned in his thought leadership. And he teaches people how to be a slave for Christ, but not in a oh, I'm broken. I don't have, but from a servant mindset and how to serve God and serve others well while doing well financially, spiritually, emotionally, and all of that. And so another question you can ask yourself is, what is the story that you want to be told about you when you leave this earth? What is the story you want to be told about you when you leave this earth? When you can get really clear on this type of deep work, then it starts to help to unfold how you can best serve in the marketplace and really be the most effective in partnering with God to build your thought leadership. So just a quick recap. And on those four things almost is really understanding what is your mission and your message. The O is, what are the opportunities? The S is your supernatural gifts. And the T is your testimonial. This was a very, very rich episode packed with lots and lots of nuggets. So I hope that you go back and you do the deep work. This is the way that I coach my clients, me and my team. We go really deep like this because if you're not operating from your God-given blueprint and you're just manufacturing up something that looks good to the world, but it's not really connected to your God-given calling and it's not positioned strategically according to how you were wired in Christ, how you were designed in Christ, you won't find fulfillment, and it's harder for you to reach that highest level of both impact and income. And so we really help you to sit down to create a system that supports you and aligns with your God-given vision. Now, there's two people that we serve, two audiences that we serve. One, you may be at that six-figure mark, and you're trying to just increase your income and your profit. So maybe you're making six figures, but that's six figures in revenue, and you're trying to get to that next level where you're getting to six figures in profit. Then we help you through our next level mastermind. But if you're at that place to where you're at the seven figure mark, and you're like, hey, listen, I'm ready to scale and to stop allowing the business to be so down in the business where the business is owning me and I feel like it's robbing me of all my time, all my freedom, and all these things, and you want to create leverage, then we can help you to create leverage and create those right assets that's going to help you to create your next level leap. And so we do that through our one-on-one growth consulting. So wherever you are, and we have something to support you. So all you got to do is to go to work with us is to go into the comments or the bio description part of this podcast and just click on whichever one aligns with where you are. And then let's schedule a call. Now, I will tell you, don't schedule that call if you're not serious. These calls are valued at $197, and we give real value. Whether you work with us or not, you leave these calls with high value. That's just the way that we operate. One of our culture codes is to operate in excellence, and excellence means as unto God, as we apply it in our company. And so when we're on the line with you, we are serving you as unto God because we care that much about you. And so if you are ready for that next level, go ahead and schedule that call with us. I hope that this episode has been a blessing. If so, the highest compliment that you can give is to share this episode, to share it out, and then leave us a 5-star rating, and then go and leave a review. Now, I know that that's a high ask, but I will tell you that those steps that I just shared, that's the best compliment you can give. And not only are you giving a compliment, but you are sowing seed into somebody else's life who needs to hear a word like this. They need more salt in their life. They need more light amongst all this darkness so that they can break free and they can break through into their next level, the level that God has destined for them. And they can come out of the confines of conformity and really become the entrepreneur that God has called them to be. All right, guys, until next episode, continue to be blessed by the best.
Did that episode feel juicy or what? If so, please do me a favor and take 30 seconds to write a review. Your review helps us to spread the mission of creating generational wealth around the world. And if you tag me on IG stories, I'll be sure to reshare the love. And don't forget to join our Kingdom Collaborators Network, where we're coming together to intentionally collaborate to grow our business. Until next time, remember, for with Christ, nothing is impossible.